It's been a special season, and it's not over yet. Tigers advance to the ALDS. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Thought cool moment yesterday. AJ Hinch on the field. They do the TV interview. Last question to him. AJ, you haven't really made this about yourself, but like to do this where you used to manage in this ballpark, something along the lines of what does it mean to you? And he just kind of gave a sly grin and he said, isn't baseball great? And then he walked away to get the team photo with the guys.
Isn't he great?
He is. And he's got a knack for these little one-liners like in the locker room, the clubhouse afterwards. I don't know who it was, but somebody let the Tigers get hot and the team just, you know, erupts and cheer. He's pushing all the right buttons. They're responding in all the right ways. Like Abanez comes in. It was tailor-made for him. It's a lefty. He falls down 0-2, but he's making good contact. And he wins the game for the Tigers. He bails out a rough seventh inning where Jackson Jobe came in, gave up some soft contact. They gave up a couple runs, you know, Vierling and some misplays defensively. And they rally and they come back and they scratch and they claw. And it's this gritty Tigers baseball team. What AJ said in the update, that's their season.
Yeah.
That game is who they are.
A team that just is going to keep fighting all the way. And you had this one earlier. There's no other team in baseball that has trailed in the eighth inning that has ended up winning more games.
Yeah, 13 games they've trailed in the eighth or later and come back to win most in baseball. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but you even go back to the beginning of the season when we were talking about them winning some of those extra inning games. And I don't remember if they were trailing in the eighth or if they were up, but there was a team, and we talked, they're a scrappy team. We used the term scrappy at the beginning of the season. Now we're using the words gritty. This is scrappy. This is gritty. This is going to work. It is so representative of the fan base.
So we've got the open lines. I mean, clearly we can talk Jackson Jobe. Did you support the decision to put him in? Easy to say after the fact it was the good decision. How did you feel in the moment when they put the rookie into the fire? Then clearly the takeaways from this series and setting the scene for this weekend, Cleveland, the Guardians, Tiger fans making the journey down there, home games coming as well on Wednesday. 248-539-9797. Ricky in Madison Heights, you're on 97.1.
How about them Tigers? I think the Tigers are a good team, and I think they have a great manager. What AJ Hinch has done with this team is unbelievable, and I don't think any other manager could do what he's doing right now. And also, Bo Brisky, where the heck did he come from? I mean, the past month or two, he's been incredible. So it's unbelievable right now. The last playoff game I was at was back in 14, I believe, or 13. So I'm excited. I'm going to the Wednesday game, so I can't wait. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I think it's crazy to think about the last time that Tiger fans were at Comerica Park for a playoff game and it being as long ago as it was. Like, you know, I've got friends who, since that game, I mean, they were high school at the time, not high school, but college at the time. And now they're married. They got kids. Like it's a completely different life since the Tigers last played in the playoffs.
People that went as single individuals are now going back with their kids as the next time. It's crazy. You going to take your cat?
Do they do like, they do bark at the park?
Yeah.
Meow at the park?
Yeah, I don't know.
Purr at the park? I think a cat would hate being at a baseball game.
I think you would hate having your cat at the baseball game.
I think the people around me would hate the cat being at the baseball game.
It'd be the
cat's
worst
at
idea.
Perk. At the perk.
Oh. This is such a bad joke.
Bye.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you,
Sherry. He's going to walk out. He's done. Hit the showers. Get out of here early. 248-539-9797. And I think just the biggest overarching fundamental question that John asked today, and it's such a simple question, but it bears asking, is this a good team? So much of the conversation has been, what a surprise. How unorthodox. How unique. Flash in the pan. Fluke. Hot. Are they a good baseball team is a question you ask people.
Well, and we always talk about AJ Hinch. And it kind of comes back to him every single time we talk about this. I think really good coaches, and obviously in baseball, managers, they're able to find ways to win with the talent that they have. And you've got to be somewhat of a chameleon, especially when we talk about it in college football, when a new coach takes over a program. This changed a little bit with the transfer portal, but you inherit a certain skill set. And for those coaches that say, well, you know, we can't win until years three or four, until I recruit my guys or I get through the, you know, the transfer portal, chances are they don't end up lasting until year three or four. It's the coaches that find a way to win with the hand they've been dealt. That's what AJ Hinch has done. He's found a way to win with the hand that he's been dealt. And he has turned this team into a really good team.
I think it was the TV broadcast for game one said that they had asked him about this type of team. And I think he said, or they were relaying that he had said, make no mistake, I'd rather have three or four all-stars like he did in the lineup in Houston.
Yeah.
But John, I think you're right. Like the way he's been able to manage his baseball team, it tests him. And I think he passes so many of these tests. Like you have to put it on him because it's the lineup that starts the game is not the lineup that ends the game. It's Andy Ibañez is your cleanup hitter in game one, doesn't start game two, but they're going to make sure he gets in for the most pivotal at bat against a lefty. He does. It's being like two moves ahead, like having it kind of mapped out in the mind matrix of AJ Hinch and being two steps ahead of if they bring in this guy, then we go here. It's why when he put Jackson Jobe in, I didn't have some immediate reaction of how could he do this? You can't put this kid in this spot. They put him in with a lead, with the bottom of the order due up, and he didn't give up any hard contact. Like I don't really find that to be a reprehensible or objectionable move.
If the All-Star voting was done now, would he have any more All-Stars other than Tarek Skubal and Riley Green?
How many at-bats does Carpenter get to qualify? You're probably right. It's still just the two. Am I missing somebody?
No, I mean, you could make an argument for Parker Meadows.
Enough games to get to the All-Star break. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, maybe.
Right. Everybody would love to have more All-Stars on their roster. And there are guys that are playing better now. But I think the question is, if the All-Star break were to happen now, if they were to do it NFL style, the All-Star game happens after the season, would there be more All-Star votes for a Parker Meadows?
He's a winning player. I don't know, you know, if the counting stats would be there. I just know when you watch him play, it's the balls he gets to in center field. It's the base running. It's how about the home run he hit yesterday? That's a game that got kind of a lull, right? Nobody could hit Brown. And you weren't going to be able to go three, four hits in a row off of him. You needed someone to just get a hold of one. And he winning baseball, muscles one out of the ballpark. Yeah, he's a winning ball player. I don't know exactly where his numbers would stack up with some of the guys that made the All-Star team, John. Outfield can be kind of crowded.
Yeah.
But he's a winning baseball player. There's no doubt.
I mean, by the end of the year, in regular season stats, he was batting .244.
Yeah, that doesn't get you in.
Well, that doesn't get you in, but he was on fire from where he was. He was sub .100.
When he got sent down,
and this is through 82 games.
Yeah, there's so many things that happen this season, right? Like, he gets sent down, like, and at the time it was, oh, well, he's got to go work on it.
Would you have a reliever?
It's going to be a long season.
Would there be a reliever that might get an All-Star nod?
I mean, caller brought up Bo Brisky.
Yeah.
There's not one guy. There's no one guy, right?
Yeah, so that's kind of the point is... Would you possibly have more All-Star players if the voting was after the entire season? Maybe.
Holton would be a guy out of the bullpen, maybe.
Yeah, Tyler Holton, maybe Vest. But when you're talking about the fact that, okay, even if they don't have any more All-Star caliber players, it really goes to the asset that AJ Hinch is of being able to get this team to come together. The way that he constructs the lineup every single day, it's different every single day. The group effort days, it's a different lineup every single time.
Got some good phone calls to get to. I'm taking a peek over at people on hold. We'll get these phone calls in. Some ticket texters saying, yes, this is a good team. Great pitching, good defense, timely hitting. Those are the things that matter most. Those are things you need to wear in the World Series. Tigers, one step closer. It's 97.1.
Hey, looking for ways to level up your fitness? Well, the YMCA is always welcoming new members with no contract and no joiner fees. I'm loving the YMCA family membership with access to indoor pools, Les Mills group fitness, hundreds of machines, all with free child watch while you work out and for less than $3 a day. And today, you can go and try the Y for free. Visit any of the 7 Metro Detroit locations and get a free guest pass. Learn more at ymcadetroit.org and find what moves you today.
Tiger manager AJ Hinch. We got Dear John coming up at 9:35 this morning. Your topics: surprising my wife.
Oh.
Facebook.
Welcome home.
Hey. Use your imagination. Facebook Marketplace refund. Significant other refusing to cook. And if we have time, someone with a question about quitting their job.
Oh, okay.
So life advice, courtesy of John Jansen. Dear John, we do it every Thursday. We moved it back today because you guys want to talk about the Tigers, and we want to talk about the Tigers. Ticket Texter says Hinch has made all the right moves, but the Job thing was bad. Never should have put him in that kind of leverage situation, and then keeping him in after two batters, head scratcher to say the least, BP in Lake Orion.
Well, you had to keep him in for three.
Right.
And he never gave up hard contact. There should have been an out at home. If Vierling doesn't, double pump or pause for a second, thrown out at home.
It was an aggressive tag up to begin with.
Right. And so, I don't have a problem with it.
Me neither.
I didn't in the moment. I was actually, from a player's perspective, I was so excited for Job to have that opportunity. And now all of a sudden, because is there going to be a time to use him in the postseason where it's not stressful?
Right, you're going to save him for when you're up this mystical 10 runs that's
right,
never going to happen.
A really good play. Think you're going to be up 10 against the Guardians? You think you're going to be up 10 if the Yankees end up getting there? No.
And you do feel like it snowballed on him, right? So the pitch inside, the hit batter, and then you got two on before you even blink, and you go, oh boy, this isn't ideal for him. Then the pitch calm issue, and maybe, I don't know if that helped him or hurt him. Because he could, settle down, but he also probably felt like his anxiety's going, nothing's going right now. I can't even use the pitch comm.
Yeah.
But then, to your point, he didn't really give up any hard hit balls, and he's here because he's got the stuff to throw in high leverage situations. And if he's here, you got to pitch him. If you're not going to pitch him, put someone else on the roster. Montero should be there instead. And they both may be on the roster for the ALDS. Reminder, they can switch things up. I think the Tigers are set up well for the ALDS. Game one, I don't think it's Scooble because it'd be on short rest.
Mm-hmm.
If you win game one, Scooble's the hammer in game two to go up 2-0. If you lose game one, who else would you want on the bump?
To bring you back even.
But Scooble, and then game three becomes either the sweep or the swing game, assuming Scooble takes care of business on Monday. Reno in Royal Oak, you're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas, good morning. Regarding Job real quick, I don't have a problem with that whatsoever. There's a reason why he's top prospect, so get him in there. I think the criticism, obviously, is after the fact because it didn't work out for him. But I don't have a problem with it. John, to your question about the team, 100% a team. Like guys are saying, what Hinch has done with what he has is guys aren't going 3-for-4. O'Reilly might be 0-for, 2 games in a row. But the guys that are doing it, Ibanez, Perez, when – they had that moved up game at Comerica when he hit that double to go ahead there. The guys that are just showing up, Hinch is pinch hitting for Carpenter. You say, what? Our best power hitter. He's just what he's doing. I'm repeating, but it's just he's just got it going, and the guys have bought in, and it really, of course, it matters what the fans think in the cosmetic sense, but guys bought in a long time ago when they started realizing what was going on. They like each other. They play as a team. And you guys might have seen the meme where it's they showed the whole Tigers wild card roster was at 18 million, where haters at 19 million for the year. Not to say it's Billy Ball, but the point being is it's the guys that got going on, and it's I think it's just awesome what Hinch is doing, especially.
Awesome is a great word.
Yeah, and Reno, it's the guys trusting that AJ's going to put them in a position to be successful. And when they're taken out for a pinch hitter, nobody's complaining because they feel like he's pulling the right strings.
Yeah, and he's got them. He lets them know, too. He says, be ready. You're going in as a lefty in regard to that. And then hearing last night when Torkelson was sent down to Toledo, how Hinch was basically texting him every day. It just shows what kind of guy that Hinch is in the regard, and he's always been a psych type guy, a psychology guy to play on to the ingredients of what the guys are going on with their mindset. So, yeah, nothing but good stuff as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, it's easy to say as they're winning, but I thought about Hinch a long time ago, I think before this all started. So Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Reno.
How smart do they look now that they extended him before the season?
Oh, you're saying like Hinch?
Yeah.
His stat about the payroll, Tigers 26-man wild card roster, $18.8 million. 62 players earned more than that this season. What?
Yeah.
What?
The pitcher that they were beating up on.
He's one of the 62 players. All right, we got Dear John, but first, Heather with the news.
Okay, so there was a rare meeting right after the trade deadline that may have been the spark that turned the Tiger season around. At least that's what it sounds like from the players talking about it. This meeting was right around the time of the Little League Classic on August 18th. AJ Hinch brought the team together and basically explained to them that they could either, you know, sit around and mope and basically just play out the end of the year, or they could play for something. Sounds like he gave a really inspiring speech. And a lot of the players are saying that was the turning point. That meeting was so impactful. And that's kind of what got the team going.
Mm-hmm. Believe it.
I did too. Did you guys know that Mackinac Island is haunted?
I've heard rumor.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I've never seen a ghost, but...
Do you believe in ghosts?
Haven't?
No.
I don't either. I would like to have a reason to believe in ghosts. I think it's cool. Like, I'm intrigued by all of it. Like, I think it's kind of... Yeah. I think it's, like, kind of fascinating, but I have no reason to believe because I've never had a ghost encounter, but like, bring it on. Like, I'd like to, like a friendly ghost,
sure.
Casper, you know, sure. But like, I don't think
if they are there, then some of them aren't going to be friendly.
I don't think so, but.
I've been there a bunch of times.
Spook me, ghost. Yeah. Let's see it. Like,
okay.
Like, come on. Well, that's not.
Yeah. No, I know.
I'd like
to
be a little frightened.
Sure.
I don't know. It'd be interesting. Anyway, that's not the point of the story. The point is that in 2021, Mackinac was voted the most haunted small town in America. And paranormal experts believe it's actually the island's natural landscapes that bring on so many hauntings. So Mackinac Island is partially made up of limestone and quartz, which both can store energy. And then, of course, it's an island. So it's surrounded by a large body of water, which can serve as a conductor. Which apparently is like the...
Put those ingredients together and you get spooky.
It's like an energy
outcomes.
Magnet.
Oh, okay.
Yes, which bring all of these spooky haunts to the island. And apparently I'm going to have to read a book. There's like four series from one of these experts that writes all about the hauntings on the island. Interesting.
Yeah.
Nonetheless. Speaking of haunts, a haunted attraction in Michigan has been named the scariest in the nation. The Erebus haunted attraction in Pontiac was ranked as the number one attraction to scare the crap out of you, according to America Haunts. So if you're looking for a scare that experts say could lead to uncontrollable physical reactions, you got one right here in your own backyard. Tickets are $25. Have you guys ever done it?
No.
Not like the really haunted house ones.
The Erebus one. Have you ever done that?
No, I don't want the physical reactions.
I don't either. No, I just said I'd like to be visited by a ghost, like, but I don't like haunted houses.
Yeah,
at
I'm
all.
Not a big fan either.
What about scary movies?
I like scary movies.
Okay, so there's the line.
Yes,
then.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know like what makes this so scary. Like, I've never done it. Like, I've been to a haunted house and it's scary because like something jumps out from behind you, but like there's gotta be more to it than that.
You would think.
Right? Anyway, there's a whole list. You can check them all out. This is pretty cool. The Detroit Lions have launched this new alcohol line. It's called Grit City Spirits. And right now there's two different spirits you can get. The Grit City Straight Bourbon Whiskey and the Grit City Vodka. They're available while supplies last. Limited edition at retailers throughout Michigan. The bottles are really cool. The labels are neat. They've got specific phrases made for Motor City, and this is one pride. Check them out. Looks kind of cool.
I've seen them.
Yeah.
And
they're like the corner store by where we live. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, do you think like Kroger has them?
I'm sure they
do. Which is the only grocery store I pretty much shop at.
Yeah. I know Plums has them.
I'm going to have to go check it out. Yeah, $40 for the whiskey, $30 for the vodka. Not too crazy.
Not bad.
No. Finally, one of the doctors charged in connection with Matthew Perry's death has pleaded guilty. Dr. Mark Chavez pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine. He faces up to 10 years in prison. He's not going to be sentenced until next April. So basically until then, he is free on $50,000 bond. He's had to surrender his passport. He cannot work as a doctor. He's basically like given up his medical license. Now, the other two people charged in the case are fighting their charges. They've each pled not guilty.
And that's Heather with the news. Coming up next, John Jansen's life advice. It's Dear John. It's 97.1.
I didn't know if you guys would pull that one. I wasn't going to say anything.
That was the ice cream. Yes. That was ice cream talking.
I know. I had people text ice me, cream. Though.
Did you?
And they're like, yeah, oh, you should pull that as a drop. I'm like, I'm not going to say it. I'm always the one.
Well, I heard myself say it in the voice of ice cream. So when I said it again, I said, John, pick me.
Yeah.
I changed my words. That was Rocky Road. That was the ice cream talking. Come on.
Sure. All right. Our first one, Heather.
Yes. All right, John. We need some help. Dear John, yeah. I made a spontaneous decision after the Tigers won yesterday. Game 2 of the ALDS is at 4 p.m. on Monday in Cleveland. I bought 5 tickets to take my family without telling my wife.
Oh boy.
Other than my son missing football practice, we have no plans. The time of the game and the distance to Cleveland make this the perfect spontaneous road trip. I don't even have to miss work with the timing of this game. Did I make a mistake not telling my wife first? And how should I tell them? Should I just wait until Monday morning and show up at their school to pull them out?
A lot of answers to this question. As long as you could still make insurance payments, car payments, yeah. Rent, mortgage, all that stuff, this is a great decision. And the kids, no, don't tell them. Just take them out of school. Hey, because they don't need anything else. Kids can go as is. If you need to take a jacket for them, I don't know what the weather's going to be. Don't care. The wife, on the other hand, I believe you should, maybe not today, maybe on the weekend, Sunday, you know, hey, I got a surprise for you.
Oh,
yeah. I got tickets to the Tigers game.
No.
Yes. So I think that definitely ahead of time, because if your wife works, you're either going to have to do way too much work and contact the boss. Hey, don't tell her, but I want to get her the afternoon off, whatever it is. Let her know. Because she's also going to want to take a few things for the kids. Things that you won't think of.
And it does depend on the personality of your wife. Like, is this something she'd be really into being surprised with? Because it could be a really cool surprise, too. Just be like, on that day, pick her up from work and take her out of work. But there's a lot more prep with work. You do have to let your boss know that you might need to leave early that day. And also, it depends what your wife does. Because if my husband just came home and I looked like this, and he's like, we're going to the game, I'd be like, hold up, what? Like, I need to do my hair.
Yeah, but it's in Cleveland. You don't have to worry about it. It's in Cleveland.
What does that mean? I'm going to take pictures, John. I need to look good in photos.
Yeah, but, okay.
And I want to make sure I have the right shirt.
Yeah, but most guys, all right, we think our wives look good even when they're not all done up.
I want to look good, and I want to feel good. I want to make sure I have the right shirt, the outfit plan. Like, I need some prep time.
But if you do surprise her, you show up with her tiger hat, because then at least she's got that, and then and then she's fine. Because
Like I said, it depends on your wife and how she is and where
she
works
willing
and
to
her
be spontaneous. Yeah,
I'm John, willing to be spontaneous, but I'd like to look good at the same time.
My big question on all this is: if John Jansen was to do this, would he travel by boat?
Oh, to Cleveland? Absolutely.
To avoid being in the state of Ohio as much as possible.
Yes. This would be a full day event.
Now, do you feel the
same? Control all the way there.
Do you feel the same way about Ohio waters as land?
Their walleye are just as tasty.
Okay.
To answer it, I think John's right. You surprised the kids.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's great. It'll be a memory forever. Dad took us out of school for a playoff baseball game. Yeah. Your wife, more situational, I do think, especially with work logistics.
Yeah.
Tip her off. Don't make it the day of. Yeah. The next one, Dear John, Facebook Marketplace refund. I listed a couch for sale on Facebook Marketplace for $400. I purchased it for $800 a couple years ago, so I thought it was a good deal. I said it had been in the home, used condition. Someone came to pick it up. Couch was disassembled. I told them, look over it, take your time. They picked through the cushions. They said they liked the fabric, the color. They loaded it away, and that was it. Hours later, around midnight, I received a message from the wife asking if she could bring it back for a refund because there were stains and she wouldn't have bought if she knew. I cleaned the couch before. You could hardly see any of these stains. I said no. I said that she had her chance. She bought it as is. She then left me a terrible review, called me a liar and a scammer. Should I have given a refund?
No, absolutely not. It's as is. And everybody on if you're buying something used, I don't care if it's on Facebook Marketplace, if it's on Craigslist, anything like that, you know, you have the choice when you show up. Take a look, examine the object, do whatever you've got to do. And if you deem it good at that time, as soon as you leave the property with it, it's yours.
100%. That's how Facebook works, right? Like, that's on you. I did have something similar to this, not with a sofa or anything nearly as expensive. I had listed a shirt, a sweater on Facebook. I didn't realize that something like had been washed with it. There was like a red stain on the shoulder, and I wasn't home at the time. I did like a porch pickup, and the woman rang the doorbell, knocked on the door, and Colin texted me, and he's like, somebody's here saying she's not going to buy it anymore because there's a stain. I'm like, well, just give it to her then. Like, let her have it for free. I don't care. And she kept messaging me like, I don't know what to do. There's a stain. I'm like, it's yours. It's free or leave it. Like, I'll keep it or take it and go. And she ended up taking it. And that was that. But yeah, that's on you. If you buy it and it's gone, it's yours.
The only thing that he has to be mindful of is if he's going to be a guy who sells a lot, like people who sell a lot on eBay or Facebook, the reviews can hurt you. So you have to make sure.
Yeah, but you also... like, can you reply to a review?
I think you can.
Like, dispute that?
And be like, you know, this is actually context. What happened, right? Yeah.
I would hope so. Because otherwise, like,
you get hosed.
She's unreasonable. Yeah.
Okay, next one. This is about my significant other refusing to cook. Dear John, I live with my significant other. I'm 28. He's 32. We've been together for 4 years and have lived together for 2. I love cooking and learning new recipes, and I will often try making things from scratch, and I'm learning how to meal prep. He has always said that he is not a great cook and is nervous because he feels like he doesn't know what he's doing. Years later, we started living together, and I took on most of all of the cooking and the grocery shopping, and I do not usually mind unless I'm getting burnt out from life and making decisions. And over the years, I have tried to include him in cooking with me to teach him in grocery shopping so that I made sure we both have things at the house, as well as I bought him a cookbook with easy recipes to make. And he barely offers any suggestions with anything food related and says he would be happy eating a peanut butter and jelly. He doesn't care. I do not expect him to cook all the time or even grocery shop. I would just love a little bit of help from time to time. I'm frustrated with this argument and feel like he doesn't really care if there's food in the house or if I eat during the day. How can I get him to help me?
So first of all, the guy's a bum. You can at least offer a suggestion. There's every day, Lisa and I go through this. What do you want to have for dinner? And you also don't have to eat the same thing.
No.
My suggestion is you make yourself a nice meal and you prepare him a peanut butter and jelly. And just...
oh, I like that.
Yeah. I mean, just... It shouldn't all fall on one. And if it's, hey, you divvy up the nights, maybe, you know, you take 5 and he takes 2, he is welcome to order out. There's so many different ways to do it. You can have DoorDash, you can have delivery, whatever it is. And then you get a night off from not having to go to the store, cook, prep, and then clean up.
Yeah, I feel bad for her because, like, it can be a lot of, like...
oh, my goodness. Especially when... And I don't know if there's kids involved at this point or not. If kids are involved, now you add in a whole nother set of taste buds, and it's bonkers.
Well, she's trying, right? Here's a cookbook. Try and cook with him.
Yeah.
If he's not putting in any effort at all, I really don't know what to tell you at that point. I feel bad.
I mean, we eat completely separate at my house, so that's what I like your suggestion. Yeah. I make my own food, Colin makes his own, and there you have it.
And he said he'd be happy with peanut butter and jelly, so here you go.
Well, you make sure you cook some really good stuff, too.
Oh, so it smells
great. Yeah, there you go. That is Dear John. It's 97.1. Grit don't quit. Tigers advance. We got ticket text coming in reacting to the Dear John questions and the drop that was added to our system from today's show. Heather.
Yeah.
You have a great sense of humor with all the drops. More people need to be like that with that attitude. Signed, Brett.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I try. You have to.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And I know where they came from.
Right.
Like that, I was being ice cream. That was the ice cream talking, not me.
That was the rocky road.
Not exactly. Him.
That drop is going to win the tournament next year. Brian the mailman. All right. On to Dear John. I got tickets to the game Wednesday in Detroit without knowing the time. I just hope it's not midday because I work until 4. Do we have a game time for Wednesday yet?
I mean, you're leaving sick if it's early, right? Yeah. Like, you're not going to stay at
it's
work.
It's probably going to be 1, right?
Like 75%, yeah. I mean, it's the least desirable matchup from a TV perspective.
Because the Yankees and the Dodgers will play later in the day.
Yeah, my guess right now would be 1 o'clock Wednesday, 4 o'clock Thursday, because there will be a game 4 in the Yankees-Royals, which will be at night.
So you take the day
All
off
games
work.
On TBS,
yeah,
by the
do.
Way.
Or you work a half day.
Because this is
or here on the main deal.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, listen to the main deal. You get the hometown broadcast, not these national guys loving other people. And just
there was a little bit of love for the city of Detroit in that broadcast. They were talking about the Lions and how it's a great sports town. I did hear that on the national broadcast.
By the way, October 26th, Michigan State, Game 1 World Series. October 27th, Lions, Titans, Red Wings, Oilers.
It's
what a weekend.
Great sports
what
weekend.
A weekend.
Oh. We can all dream.
Actually, Game 2 of the World Series. Game 1 would be the Friday night.
There you go. Says, John, you're right. The kids will love the memories of the surprise.
Oh, yeah.
And says, my mom sprung me from school back in 1972 for a playoff game with Oakland. Mom even flipped off Reggie Jackson.
Well, so that individual, that's 52 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still
remembers. Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, 52.
Yeah,
there you go.
You.
Math
you did,
on live.
You did
yeah.
Math. Boom. Let's go.
Yes. Yes. That is a memory and a story you're going to tell for the rest of your life. And just imagine how much better it'll be when the Tigers win. It's a school start.
Well, it's no. Oh, yeah. Monday is.
Monday,
yeah. Yeah. Monday's a school start.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the road trip. It's not too much.
Oh, it's the road trip. It's getting out of school early. It will be a story that will be told forever.
Bragging to your friends the next day. Yeah. I was there. Mm-hmm. On the Facebook Marketplace story, people on Marketplace are so difficult. They're irrational. I'd rather donate something, even if it has value, than sell it. Rather than sell it, that's Tom in Flat Rock.
Yeah, it's gotten really crazy on Facebook.
John, you're right about the cooking story.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is a bum. Any man who doesn't offer to help at all in the relationship is a straight bum. Says, you got to offer to meal prep, you got to offer to cook, groceries, something. Says, great show, guys.
Yeah, I mean, going to get the groceries, that's kind of the bare minimum. Because, one, you've got to come up with what it is that's going to feed your family and try and please everyone and have some variety. It really becomes, I think every parent right now is probably nodding their head going, oh, hell yeah, what's for dinner tonight? Oh, man, what are we going to do? Chicken, steak, fish, like it's like you and or soy. I'm not sure if that's soy burgers.
No,
you don't do soy.
No, you don't do that.
But you got to sneak in vegetables, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's planning all this stuff is work.
Yeah.
John, I'm not saying you like vegetables, but like to survive, it's part of a healthy diet.
You can have a meal without a vegetable.
You can.
Yes.
But
it doesn't have to
buy
be every
vegetables
night, but yes. But those are the stories of made of legend, too. Those are the greatest meals ever. Oh, Dad's making it tonight. We don't have to have a vegetable. Yes!
This is just very blunt. If he won't help with cooking, leave him.
You know what? They're in a partnership. Didn't say they were married.
Yeah, they've been together, lived together for 2 years in that story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of getting to a critical point, right?
Yep. He's not going to help there. Well, what else is he not going to help on?
Right. If you do want to have kids, what kind of parent is that
going to change diapers? No, he doesn't do diapers either. Okay.
That's a huge red flag.
Because
you, whether he says he could eat peanut butter and jelly forever or not, I don't believe that. You do like
different
foods.
There are some
meals
that I could have for the rest of my life and be good with just one meal.
But some variety is good.
Variety is good. And you got stuff
you like. So learn how to cook a couple things.
Peanut butter and jelly would not be on that list.
But you don't have to be like
a chef. You can boil pasta.
Right.
Be a man. Grill a steak.
There you go.
You can't. I know, but there's super simple things you can make.
Yeah, but you can make all of that on a grill. You can roast your vegetables on the grill. You can roast corn on the grill. You can bake your potatoes on the grill. Put it in the smoker. There's so much that you can do.
Master two meals. Three meals.
Sure.
They don't have to be fancy. They don't have to be elaborate. Take the load off of your partner.
Yeah.
On that one, all I can think of is, do you think that was Cindy Stone's burner email?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Oh, could be.